This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump has questioned the integrity of a woman who accuses his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her more than three decades ago. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the move is a change in tactics for the president, who has been more reserved in speaking on the case the past few days.
It started last night in Las Vegas when the president questioned the allegation during an appearance on Fox News Channel's Hannity.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
He'd held off on challenging Christine Blasey Ford's allegation or even saying her name for days, but the restraint is now gone. The president tweets he has no doubt that if the attack was as bad as Dr. Ford says, charges would have been filed, and he wants her to come forward with the filings. The shift in tone comes as Ford's lawyers negotiate the terms of a possible appearance before a Senate panel next week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tanzania's government Friday declared 4 days of mourning after more than 130 people were killed in a ferry accident on Lake Victoria. Search teams spent a second day pulling bodies from the MV Nyerere, which capsized Thursday amid speculation that it was overcrowded. Regional Commissioner John Mongella said that he would not speculate on how many people were on board the ship, but it is not uncommon for watercraft that ply the region's vast lakes to carry hundreds of passengers at a time. Local media say that the ferry might have been carrying as many as 200 passengers when it capsized. The officials report that at least 40 people were rescued, and some of them were in very bad condition. Tanzania's chief secretary, that is, said he ordered an investigation into the accident. This is VOA News. It's